The man from Lemony Street.
This week, our story takes us for a start to the hive of industry, not the General Assistance Department in Whitehall, but to the office of the Minister for the Interior, where we find the Minister himself in urgent consultation with Permanent Under-Secretary Sir Gregory Pitkin.
Are you listening, Pitkin?
Oh, yes, of course, Minister.
You haven't answered my question.
I'm sorry, Minister. What was it again?
What I want to know is, are the staff getting enough?
I'm sure that's entirely up to them, Minister.
Of course not, man. We've got to find out.
But wouldn't that be prying into their affairs, Minister?
But we must, man. Their affairs are our affairs, after all.
Are they? If anybody else is after Miss Bentwater, I tell you what, Minister.
Miss Bentwater? What on earth are you on about, Pitkin?
Well, affairs. With ours being there.
I wish you'd listen properly, man. I said theirs were ours.
Oh, well, it's different, isn't it? I wonder who Miss Lusty from Pensions is going on.
Oh, stop it, you dirty old Pitkin.
Is there something wrong, Minister?
But of course there is. I ask whether the staff have enough benefits, and you start talking about... Well, I should have... When I think of what you're talking about...
So do I. Strange, isn't it?
Oh, shut up, Pitkin. I want to know if the staff get enough benefits by working here.
Easily arranged, Minister. I'll ask my staff. Benefits, eh?
Yes.
If anyone knows how to get the most out of working for the civil service, it'll be them.
It really is very good of you to help me with my dancing, Mildred. I did try learning from a book once. It was full of diagrams.
Weren't they helpful then?
Well, yes, but I felt such a fool wearing one black shoe and one white shoe.
Don't you fancy learning some, well, modern dances, Mr. Lamb?
Well, I thought I might have a stab at the twist.
Woo, a trendsetter.
Yeah, well, Mr. Lennox Brown does it rather well.
Morning, number two. Good morning,
Mildred. Good morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Morning, number one. I was just telling Mildred that you're one of the most accomplished twisters in the civil service.
That's very nice of you, number two. I think. Mildred, why are you standing on one foot?
Well, because Mr. Lamb's been standing on the other. I've been teaching him to dance.
I see. Well, Mildred, for your next extravaganza, do a nice reverse turn, chasse through the door, promenade round the kettle, and make us a cup of tea, would you?
I knew it. Tea, gets on my nerves. Just gets on my nerves.
I must say, Mildred's very graceful, you know. That's one thing about dancing. Makes you hold yourself well. You know, straight back, chin high. Teaches you, what's the word there? Hello, General Assistance Department. I mean, Department.
Yeah.
It's the Permanent Under-Secretary, number two. Stop scratching yourself. Hello, Sir Gregory. How nice for you to phone.
Junk, trash, rubbish, muck.
Oh. Well, if you say so, Sir Gregory.
That's our problem, Lennox Brown. All the stuff people shove in dustbins. Refuse collection.
Ah, well, we'll put a stop to it at once, Sir Gregory.
I don't want it stopped, you fool. I want it modernized. The Ministry of Environment has asked for our assistance. Every extra second all that stuff is left lying about adds to the pollution problem. It's up to us to devise a pilot scheme to speed things up.
You mean collect the dustbins by helicopter?
Yes. Lennox Brown, one more foolish remark like that and you'll finish up in an incinerator. I want you to devise new techniques to speed up refuse collection. So get on with it and don't make a muck of it.
But it's a muck to start with, Sir Gregory. Oh, yes, I see. Do you know anything about refuse collecting, number two?
Hey? Oh, no. I like this job. I'll try and do better. Don't let them transfer me, number one.
No. Sir Gregory wants us to speed up refuse disposal.
Oh, Oh, good. For a moment, I thought I was in the cart.
You? Half the time, you can't even collect your thoughts. Now, the point is, we're to modernize the disposal of rubbish. We've got to be scientific, research the background, gather information, facts, figures. And in that way, how shall I put it?
Put off having to make a decision?
Right. First of all, we must see foot rot.
Foot rot?
Yes. The Federated Organization of Trained Refuse Operatives. That's their union.
Ah. F-O-O. But that spells footrow. What about the T?
We'll have a cup when we get back. Now, come along. We'll go to their union headquarters right away. It's called Refuse House. I've got one or two ideas I want to discuss with their general secretary.
Sit down, Mr. Lennox Brown, Mr. Lamb. Welcome to Refuge House.
Thank you very much, Mr. Snellerswaite.
Now then, I understand you ministry men aren't happy with the way my gallant, hard-working lads are carrying out their selfless, dedicated duties.
No, not at all, Mr. Snellerswaite. We think they're doing a fine job. We simply feel that methods could be modernized.
I see.
Basically, Mr. Snellerswaite, we're here to seek the union's cooperation in speeding up refuse collection.
Oh, yes.
And possibly recommend one or two changes.
Of course, the policy of my union is to welcome change, as long as it doesn't involve altering anything.
We thought we might begin by doing a time and motion study.
Oh, I don't think the lads are going to like that.
Oh, I'm sure they won't mind. We'll be very tactful about it all. Very tactful.
Refuse operative A leaves dust cart and walks to bin. 10.2 seconds. Glares at junior ministry official who is peering over left shoulder. 1.9 seconds. Oh, I say, number two, get that fellow to trot back down the path, will you? See if you can speed it up a bit.
Right-o, number one. I say, you, would you mind trotting? Number one, he says he'd prefer to decline and has an alternative suggestion regarding what you can do with your stopwatch.
Oh, does he? Yeah. You be firm with him, number two. Don't stand any nonsense.
Right-o, number one. Now, look here, my good man. When I tell you to trot, you're jolly well...
Refuse operative A picks up junior ministry official, 7 seconds. Stuffs junior ministry official in dustbin, 5.2 seconds. Jams on lid and turns to glare at senior ministry official. Oh, yes, and comes down path toward me. Well, I think that's the end of this little experiment. No sense in hanging around. All right, yes, I'm going. My number two was quite intimidated by the whole incident, Mr. Snellerswaite. It was half an hour before he ventured to raise the lid.
Yes. Well, it was awful in there.
Yes, and then he only lifted it slightly and peered out through the crack for some minutes.
Ah.
That's the most unseemly posture for a ministry executive.
And it was a particularly vile dustbin.
Right, yes. And my number two is a very high official. Very high. Now, what have you to say about this, Mr. Snellerswaite?
Having regard to the nature of the mishap, my union would need time to study the full implications. However, as an interim measure, we would regard this as an unfortunate accident. A slip of the hand.
I see. Yes, well, since I wasn't personally involved, I'll accept your explanation. However, we haven't finished our researches.
Why? I don't think we should go back, number one. They're rough fellows.
Come. Really, number two, you've got a chip on your shoulder.
I know I have. And bits of fish in my ear.
Right then, what are you proposing now?
Well, we don't want any more accidents, so I'll give you these forms. Men had better fill them in themselves as they go round.
All these flipping forms we got to take on the car. I mean, there's hardly room for the rubbish.
We've got to move with the times, Charlie.
Well, I don't see why. In my day, rubbish had a bit of quality about it. British rubbish led the world, lad. Champagne, soap, slippers and all that.
Sounds great.
Well, we better start filling the flaming forms in, I suppose. Item one, location of dustbins, Jubilee Mansions. Right, two, description of receptacles.
Plastic, two. Iron, galvanised, four.
Right.
Cardboard box, soggy, one.
Soggy, one, right. Item three, give detailed description and classification of contents.
Half a dozen paper hats, seven coloured streamers, nine empty whiskey bottles, one pair of pink lace. How's your father's?
Oh, yeah, that'll be the vicar on the fourth floor. He's a non-conformist, you know.
Yeah? One rotten fish head. Two empty tins of...
Hang on. What kind of fish head? An hour rotten. According to this, there's different forms for different fish heads.
Well, it's been here a week and it's... Oh, blimey, it's very rotten.
Oh, well, I'll take a chance and put it under aquatic refuse miscellaneous. Your truth, we'll be here all day.
Still, them ministry men know what they're doing, don't they?
What are you doing, number two?
I don't know, really. I think it's the samba.
Well, I must say, you make a beautiful couple, you and that hat stand.
Yes. One, two, three. I wish it wouldn't keep leading.
Just finished analysing that first batch of forms all the dustman sent back.
Oh, splendid, splendid, Mildred. Now, come on, number two, bow nicely to the hat stand and let's have a look at these results. Do you know that one empty sardine tin is thrown away every 15 seconds?
Good gracious, is it? Must be pretty dented by now.
Mr. Lennox Brown, what use are all these facts and figures?
Use? Use? My dear Mildred, these are statistics. They don't have to be useful.
General Assistance Department. This is Mildred Marvin, by whom you're being answered.
Put Lennox Brown on immediately.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh,
you've gone white, Mildred. It's obviously old Grumbleguts.
Well, really quiet, number two. He might hear you. Give me that phone. Hello, Sir Grumbleguts.
What?
Rum-ti-tum-ti-tum, Sir Gregory, rum-ti-tum. I was beating time with my whatnot.
What the devil are you playing at, Lennox Brown? I told you to speed up refuse collection.
Well, yes, but,
You're slowing it down, all this darn stupid form-filling. Whose harebrained idiotic idea was that?
My number two, Sir Gregory, Lamb.
What are you saying about me?
Not to worry, number two. Just putting in a good word for you.
Hello.
Yes, it was all his idea, Sir Gregory.
What are you going to do with all these forms?
He wants to know what we're going to do with the forms. Well, we'll evaluate them, Sir Gregory.
Yes, and then?
And then? Oh, well, we'll...
Throw them in the dustbin.
Yes, that's it. We'll throw them in the... No, we won't.
You're making a muck-up of this job, Lennox Brown. You know what happens to incompetent fools, don't you?
Are you threatening me, Sir Gregory?
Yes!
I thought you were.
So get on with the job and stop messing about.
Oh, dear. Sir Gregory seems to feel that filling in our forms is slowing down the dustman. It's obvious what must be done.
Yes, we'll withdraw the form.
Oh, don't be silly, number two. We'll recruit more dustmen. We'll advertise. That's what we'll do.
Yes, of course. Yes, we can put a small ad in a newspaper. I did that when I wanted to sell my bicycle part.
When I say advertise, I mean we'll go in big with the public service announcement on television. The BBC, they put them on all the time. Mildred, give them a ring. Tell them we're on our way, will you?
Hello?
Well, I think we're lost, number one. This place is just a maze of corridors.
Yes.
Well, surely someone will know where to find Jason Peabody.
Am I being paged?
You're? You're Jason Peabody?
The one and only. This is my office. Come on, do come in. Yes, well, I know who you are. Which one of you is the one they call the singing pillar box?
Neither of us, I'm afraid. We're from the ministry.
Oh, yes, of course. I was expecting you. Now, don't remind me of your names. I've got a system, you see. Association of Ideas. Now, you're, Queen's Head. Royal Mint. Mint-sauce. Ah, Lamb, yes.
No. I'm Lennox Brown. He's Lamb.
Oh.
Now, what's all this about singing pillar boxes?
Oh, well, part of the Post Early for Christmas campaign, you see. Don't want to be caught out like I was last year. I didn't start it till December the 24th.
Oh, dear. Well, we've come about launching a campaign.
Yes. I've got all the details from your secretary, Miss, oh, dear. Queen's Head, coin, roll, buttered, yes, muffin. Muffin, yes.
Yes. Well, we need more RROs urgently, you see.
RROs?
Yes, rubbish removal officers.
Yes, I see. Well, we can certainly arrange a straightforward announcement.
Well, we were hoping for something rather more ambitious, actually. A little commercial, like they do on the other
channel. Oh, but that'll cost money.
Not if you use an amateur actor.
Or two amateur actors.
Oh, no.
Well, luckily, my number two and I are both leading lights in the civil service players. I need Jimmy Porter in Look Back in Anger, you know.
Really?
Yes, and I was the one he was looking back in anger at. Yeah, that was because I lowered the safety curtain and cut off his soliloquy.
And I stole all the notices in the bed sitting room.
Yes, and he did some remarkable things in the little hut.
So this commercial is just the sort of challenge that we welcome.
Oh, very well. Now, who can we get to write it?
Ah.
I might have guessed.
Well, you see, we've jotted down a little script on this envelope.
Let me see. Richard Lamb, General Assistant Department, Whitehall. Well, that's not much of a plot, is it?
It's on the other side.
Oh. Oh, so it is, yes. Well, we'll toddle down to the studio then and get it over with. A couple of takes should do it. Oh, stand by. Let's try it again. Rubbish removal operatives, public service announcement, take 47.
What's wrong with you, number two? You've ruined every take coming in with that ridiculous walk.
But it's here in the script. Look, it says, zoom in, slowly swinging from left to right.
That is a camera direction, you great clot.
Oh. Well, we all make mistakes, don't we? And what about when you hung your bowler over the camera lens?
For heaven's sake, are you two ready?
Hmm? Oh, yes, of course.
Right. Take 47, cue camera one.
All right. Here we come.
No, cut! Somebody pick up Mr. Lamb and somebody else pick up camera three. Oh, let's start again. Take 48. How this is going to look on TV, I dread to think.
And now, public service announcement on behalf of the Refuse and Sewage Department.
Oh, to be a rubbish removal operative. Tom Smith is 21. He's been in the service now for 2 years and already has his own rubbish removal vehicle.
Yes, I joined for the travel and adventure. And we get plenty of both. Me and the lads have found ourselves in places we never thought we'd see.
Gold Hawk Road and Shepherd's Bush.
Wallet Avenue, Fulham.
Bricks Crescent, Golders Green.
Stigley Grove, West Ham. And many other exotic places where something's always happening.
There they are, Sergeant, hidden behind that fence. Two full dustbins.
Right, men, let's go in and get them.
Come on, then. Get them, Captain, right.
Just another job for the trained refuse operative. Young men carrying a great deal on their shoulders. How
housewives are always glad to see them. Yes, there are ample opportunities for sport. If you think this is the life for you, call at your local rubbish depot and get the facts straight from a rubbish removal operative.
You going on telly, Mr. Lamb?
Yes, and it only took 92 takes. Did you see it, Mildred?
No. I would have done, only me mum and dad were out and me boyfriend Bernard was round.
Ah, so you weren't switched on?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Yes, quite. Anyway, I rather enjoyed doing it.
So did I.
Morning, number two. Good morning, Mildred.
Good morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Well, did you see it, number two?
Morning, number one. Yes, I certainly did, and it wasn't easy.
Oh, why not?
Well, I haven't got a television set. So I had to sneak out, crouch in the shrubbery, and peer in at Miss Doncaster's window.
Ooh, that could have been misunderstood.
Yes, well, it was, actually. But I explained it quite frankly to the policeman. I told him I was only trying to catch a glimpse of it because I haven't got one myself.
I see. Well, I saw the program, and I must say, I thought I came over rather well. Not unlike a young Peter O'Toole.
Eh?
Well, you have to fiddle with the horizontal hold a bit, but the resemblance is there, you know?
Morning, gentlemen. You remember me, Snetherthwaite?
Ah, yes, of course, Mr. Snetherthwaite, the union fellow. Do come in and sit down. You going to make a pot of tea, Mildred?
What, again? Hey, I hope you drink it this time. Tea. Just kiss on my nose.
I just thought I'd let you know the first results of your television thing.
Oh, did you see it?
Oh, yes. I thought you were very good, Mr. Lennox Brown. You came over as a sort of older Boris Karloff.
Indeed.
Still, the important thing is there's already been a flood of applications to join the refuge service.
Oh, splendid.
It's only one little snag, brother. We're all coming out on strike.
On strike? But why?
Well, you blokes ought to know it was you who sent out these new instructions about how we could cut down time on the job, wear roller skates. I ask you.
Roller skates?
Yes. I'm sorry. It was just a little idea of mine to speed them up.
I never heard such a stupid idea.
Well, if they're going to cause a strike, we'd better withdraw them.
What?
And admit we were wrong? Never. No, it'll all blow over. You can mark my words, they're bluffing. They'll never strike.
And here is the news read by Mortimer Thrip. There were heated debates in Parliament today as the rubbish removal operative strike entered its third week. Asked about the peaceful nature of the strike and the absence of picketing, the union secretary said, "We want to put the thing right, and it'll never be right if we picket." Camera teams have been out filming the pile-up of refuse, and television tonight will be showing an amazing lot of rubbish. Two ministry officials will be appearing on Panorama.
Mr. Lennox Brown, will there be another meeting between yourself and the union?
Possibly. After all, my own dustbin is full as well.
Do you expect anything to come out of it?
A few flies, I shouldn't wonder.
Yes, sir. Mr. Lamb, don't you feel that your position has tended to be a little uncompromising?
Well, we offered to meet them halfway, you know. They have the men wear one roller skate instead of two.
And they still stood firm?
No, most of them fell over. Well, that's the trouble, you see. Not used to skating.
Therefore, the ministry attitude is not adamant. We shall never give in to those who would stop the march of progress. We shall not budge and...
excuse me. Hello? I see. Yes. It's for you, the permanent undersecretary.
Really? Oh. Hello, Sir Gregory. How nice... I beg your pardon? Oh, you're watching, are you? Wave nicely to Sir Gregory, number two. Wave to him. Cooey! How's that, Sir Gregory? Oh. Well, yes, if you... Yes, if you say... yes, go on.
Mr. Lennox Brown, you were saying you won't budge an inch.
Well, there's just been a slight shift of emphasis in our attitude.
Oh,
Yes, sir. We, well, how shall I put it? We give in.
Them dustbin men go back to work this morning, Mr. Lamb.
We agreed to let them carry on collecting like they've always done. No roller skates, no forms.
And all them extra men you recruited will speed things up too.
Good morning, number two. Good morning, Mildred.
Oh, good morning, Miss Lennox Brown.
Morning, number one.
You know, I've been thinking about that television interview last night again. I realize how wrong I was before.
Ah, do you?
Yes, yes. Spotted myself on the rerun, you know. I'm much more like a younger Roger Moore.
If you say so, number one.
Yes. Anyway, the strike's over and things will soon be getting back to normal.
Yes, that's right. And just to tidy up the loose ends, I've sent a letter to all rubbish depots, like you said.
Oh, splendid. Let me have a look. Ah, yes. Dear sir or madam, we've recently sent you forms regarding the London dustbins. All of the latter are completely or partially filled, should be sent to this office at once, as we wish... as we wish to study the content. That's good, yes. Number two. Number two, are you mad? Do you know what you've done?
What?
Don't you know what you've done?
Mr. Lamb! Mr. Lamb, look out of the window!
What's the matter?
Dozens of dust carts coming out Whitehall. And they're loaded with full dustbins.
Look, they're heading this way. They're stopping outside.
I didn't come in today, number two. I'm at home resting. I just popped in to tell you.
Raising the dust tonight to the men from the ministry were John Simpson and Roger Service. Closing the bin lids were Maureen and Dare, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan, Frank Graham and Brian Squires.
Tonight's script was written by Edward Taylor, adapted by Tom Meehan and produced by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry. ¶¶